This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about birds and cows and pigs and people. And we're going to run through some information that is hopefully completely unnecessary. But it may become a topic, so we're just going to kind of go through it now. I guess it was about a week ago, almost a week ago, somewhere in there. We talked about how some cows in Texas and Kansas, I think, they contracted bird flu. They contracted bird flu. A person who was in close contact with one of those cows has presumably contracted bird flu. They don't know that for certain yet, but they are operating under the assumption that that is what's going on. And by bird flu, we are talking about H5N1. Now, they're saying that it is rare for it to go from person to person. The other thing that's worth noting is they don't seem incredibly concerned about it jumping from birds to cows. They're watching for it to go to pigs, because apparently pigs have an easier ability to spread it to people. So that's something they're watching for. The general tone of this is that state and federal agencies are on it, and they're doing what they can very early on, and they're not just going to try to wish it away. I think that's why there's a lot of messaging coming out right now, just to reassure the public. In related news, it was detected at the largest egg producer in the U.S. Production at that facility ceased, and more than 1.5 million birds were reportedly destroyed. There is kind of an advisory against consuming unpasteurized dairy. Basically saying if you know or suspect an animal to be infected, don't consume its dairy. I feel like that should go without saying, but here we are. The quote is that commercial milk and meat is safe. So that's what's going on. They're paying a lot of attention to this. There are a lot of bulletins about it. Most of them are, we're on it, we're doing what we can, this doesn't seem to be a big deal, but we're taking it very, very seriously. That's the general tone of all of it. In related news, health officials in a whole bunch of states, like the list just keeps growing, at this point, they are begging people to make sure that they have their measles vaccine, because that is also of concern. This is something we'll keep watching, because obviously it's not something you want to be caught off guard by. So anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.